Please enjoy the music while your party's being reached.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Welcome back. Might sound a little different today because I'm recording off of my phone in my car. I've been meaning to put on an episode the last few days, but I haven't had a lot of privacy in my home, so this is what we're doing today. It's like 10 in the morning. You might hear some cars drive by. I'm parked, like, at the ass end of civilization, like, under the K, but even, like, past the K. I went under the K and over, like, I'm just beyond the K. The bridge, Kosciuszko Bridge. Yeah, I don't know. If anyone hears, like, a studio apartment, affordable, like, please let me know. Because I'd like to be able to just record whenever I feel like it, is all I'm saying. Anyways, enough about that. A little bit of housekeeping. Recorded a $10 tier episode last week with my friend and neighbor Caroline Johnson, and went well. Seems like you guys liked it. Doing another $10 tier episode tomorrow with friend of the pod Holly. We've met before. She's cute. I even invited her to my birthday party and she didn't show up, which is kind of insane. But like, if Marc Maron asked me to come to his birthday party, I'd probably show up. But it's fine. Hoodies are still available. I have 8 left. 8 hoodies. So thank you to everyone who bought one already. It's cute. Kind of goes with everything. It's navy blue. I think navy blue and black and brown, they all go together. So, like, cop the hoodie. And the new Dial Dan Zildjian hat should be arriving at my house, like, today or tomorrow. But I've already sold 5 of 10 of them just because I had them on the website kind of preemptively. So be on the lookout for that. I just was going to wait to promote it until I actually took my own photos of it. But there's, like, a mock-up. So, yeah. Clock that type of tea. I did have to bring a laundry bag. Oh, my God. There's honking. It's just like a truck just honking for no reason. The street's empty. Okay, you know what? It's fine. Still honk. Oh, my God. When I brought the hoodies to the post office, I, like, didn't have, like, anything to bring them in. Because they do take up quite a bit of, like, volume. So I had to bring my laundry bag to the post office, which felt pretty demented. I felt kind of like Santa Claus. Anyways, that's it. The hoodie and the hat. Okay, kind of a major announcement. I'm going to LA March 12th through 18th. I, like, woke up February 1st and, like, paid rent and was like, let's just spend every single dollar I have to my name today. And so I booked a flight. I booked a little Airbnb. I'm staying in, like, prime Silver Lake. There's a lot more trucks than I thought there were going to be. Okay. It's just like, you know what? It's like you're here in the car with me. How about that? Okay. A little, like, private room in, like, a craftsman home right off Sunset. And it's owned by a gay married couple, Chris and Chris. So that'll be easy to remember their names. Has a little hot tub, little private backyard. And I didn't even know this. I, like, sent the, like, the map location to friend of the pod, Maddie Finney, and it's literally down the street from her house. I can, like, walk there. So, like, that's so exciting. To have, like, a friend you can walk. I don't know. That's, like, cool. Every time I've been to LA, I've kind of been like, where am I? Where is everyone? So that'll be nice. Also, I can walk to, like, Akbar. An Erewhon. I mean, I don't know if, like, walking down Sunset at night is, like, something people do, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm very excited. However, I'm not excited to, like, get on an airplane right now Because, like, what the damn child is going on in our skies? Like, literally since I recorded my last episode, a military helicopter crashed into, like, an airliner and 67 people died. And this was, like, right next to, like, our nation's capital. They, like, crashed into the Potomac River in, like, the middle of the night. What? I mean, was it just an accident? I mean, maybe. Seems kind of insane, though. I guess visibility is poor at night, and you just see kind of flashing lights instead of, like, an object. I just feel like if I was flying a helicopter, I would see a plane. And they're at the same exact altitude. I don't know. I don't even know what the conspiracy there would be. Like, I just don't even know how to make sense of it, because it's so... Well, it's just scary and random. And then a small plane crashed into a neighborhood in Philadelphia days after that. This is all in the last week. So it doesn't exactly inspire confidence in our nation's, like, aviation industry. And of course, there's that plane crash in Korea that killed 179 people in, like, January. That was, like, January 1st or 2nd. Oh, and then, like, our new press secretary, I don't even know her name. She was like, oh, by the way, those New Jersey drones, like, they were ours. Don't worry about it. There are only a couple of them, so whatever. I'm like, what? What do you mean, whatever? There were, like, 800 sightings. I'm like, they were really fucking weird. They do kind of look human-made, so I don't know. But, like, I think we have the right to know what the fuck they're doing. Don't you? Oh, God. Anyways. March 12th through 18th, so. If you're an LA listener, buckle up. 6 days, I think that's... I mean, I wish it was longer, but, like... I can't take off, like, 2 weeks of work, because I, like, literally need the money to pay for the trip, so... That's just where I'm at. It'll be nice. I mean, I'm not, for the first time I'm visiting LA and I'm not staying with, like, a friend. So I can just do whatever the fuck I want. Hotels are way too expensive. Also, I just kind of wanted to be in Silver Lake. I feel like that's just, like, it's, like, close to the places I go to. And it's, there's, like, a kind of a drought of hotels in that area from what it seems. And I don't want to stay somewhere far away and have to just, like, take a car to do everything. I don't know. It seems walkable. I can, like, get... There's tons of, like, food near where I'm staying, so I can, like, walk and get all my meals. I feel like that's important. Because, like, what else would I do? Like, buy groceries and put them in, like, a mini fridge and then cook them on, like, a hot plate? Like, no. I'm on vacation, okay? Probably won't even cost me much more money than, like, living in New York. So I'm, like, you know... I'm set. Anyways, I'm very excited. I love Los Angeles. Speaking of Los Angeles, I did watch the Grammys last night. I'm going to do kind of like a big, like, I'm going to do like a pretty detailed, like, reporting of the Grammys, because I did spend 6 hours in total watching the, like, red carpet and the ceremony. So it started at 6 p.m. on the red carpet and then it ended literally at midnight. So, like, just in, like, my line of work, it would seem like a waste of time to, like, commit 6 hours to watching something and not try to, you know, translate over onto the pod. So we'll start with the red carpet. The first thing I saw was Kanye West and Bianca Censori. I'm sure most of you have seen pictures by now or videos. Kanye was wearing just, like, a black t-shirt, black pants, sunglasses. Bianca's wearing this, like, fur coat and kind of, like, turned around on the red carpet and then, like, revealed her back and then, like, her entire backside, which was in this, like, thin, like, completely transparent, like, gauze, not even gauzy, it was just, like, netting, maybe? Like, I don't know what it was. And then she turned around and she was, like, fully nude. And I was like, oh, okay, well... Just like, this is sad. Like, this is just sad. And, like, it's not... I'm sure you can make the case that it's, like, cool or maybe relevant in some way to just be nude on the Grammys red carpet. Not that they need to release like an artist statement, but I'm like, I'm wondering what this statement is. Like a nude woman next to a fully clothed man. Even if it does have meaning, it's not that deep. Like it literally is not deep at all. Because there's no clothes, you know what I mean? Kind of in stark contrast to Kim K's like Met Gala Balenciaga look where she was like in all black and like had her face covered. That to me was kind of like, okay, you're like censoring, no pun intended, your image, even though you're the most famous woman on earth. Okay, like I guess it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, if I was like 19, maybe I'd be like, this is major, but I'm like, it's not. It just absolutely is not major. It's just like maybe it'd be a gag if like Dylan Mulvaney did it, like that would be like kind of funny. Also, just like Kanye's porn addiction makes this whole shtick seem like very depraved and like tortured, and again, sad. Very sad. Like, where do you even go from here now? She can just like squat on the red carpet next time and like take a shit. She might as well have. And like, also Marilyn Manson and Rose McGowan kind of already did this in the 90s. And it seemed a little more joyous. And it actually made more of an impact back then because like you had to like print these images was the only way to like really see them if you weren't watching it live. So you couldn't just share them on Twitter and be this, that this clip you could watch then be over it in like 20 seconds. It was like something people talked about. It is kind of metaphoric for like the state of like fashion though, just like comparing Rose McGowan to Bianca Censoria is like, at least there was like some, there's a little bit of glitz, a little glitz and glamour. And like fashion used to feel a little bit more expressive and fun. And now it's like you go to the mall and everything is just like grayish, bleak, just kind of joyless, ho-hum. I'm like, all right, girl, we got it. Like we got it now. I think we may have had enough, quite frankly. I think we've had enough. More on the red carpet. Doechii was wearing Thom Browne. I could see her wearing something else and looking cooler. I mean, I'm just like very tired of Thom Browne. It's the same little medium gray suit jacket blazer and like a skirt and those stupid, that little stripe thing. Is that like the French flag? Like what are, it's red, white and blue, but I'm like, either way, I don't really care. It just looks cheap, annoying, tacky. God, these trucks are, I really thought there wasn't gonna be any traffic over here. I'm not moving. I'm standing my ground here. It's just the same. I'm like, I've seen this look on every single person. It's just not, I mean, it's gray. Just a gray. She did accept an award later and had these like funny kind of like huge pants that looks like those tubes that like your cat crawls through, which I was like, I guess that's something a little different. I'll talk about her performance later when I get into like the actual award show section of the episode. Next up we have Shakira, who was wearing maybe actually the worst. No one looked great. Actually, I think Heidi Klum looked amazing. I was like, wow, like she just looks beautiful. I've said this before, Heidi Klum is like the person, the only person on this earth who has like zero mental illness. Like she is like 0% mentally ill. And I'm so excited that they're going to do a new season of Project Runway and she's going to be the host again. Ugh, I can't wait. We need like a fashion competition reality show. Last year we had none besides like OMG Fashion with Julia Fox, which was, I mean, she actually did the best she could and it wasn't terrible. The budget was so low. The designs were very whack. It was like three new contestants every episode and it was just like very rushed. And the lighting was weird on the show. It was, like, dark. You couldn't, like, see anything. It was, like, giving, like, Shutter Original, kind of. It was supposed to be set in, like, a Brooklyn, like, on, like, a rooftop or something? Like, night? I don't know. Shakira's wearing this dress. It looked to me like she was going to, like, a Halloween party in Orange County in, like, 2004. It was like a, looks like an orange bathing suit with like kind of maybe tiger stripes. And then like this black lace kind of tank dress over top of it. I think the dress was like a unified, like it was like made, it wasn't like a thing over a thing, but it was like, it looked like odd. I mean, Shakira looked beautiful. It didn't, I mean, I guess she stuck out because she didn't look like she had like her hair really even done either. It was just kind of like regular degular, which I was like, could be fine. But the dress was like really garish, I found. I found it to be very garish. Cynthia Erivo and Janelle Monáe both brought like ASL interpreters with them on the red carpet. Interesting choice. You know, I love the deaf community. I used to know a little bit of ASL. I completely forgot it. Because I did go to a deaf university. RIT has a, what was it called? The NTID, National Technical Institute for the Deaf, as a part of the college. And I took an ASL class. Well, actually, I took ASL 2. I like accidentally signed up for like the second in the series. I did not take ASL 1. I don't know how they even let me in the program, but I was a big stoner at the time, and my teacher is what we call profoundly deaf, meaning she doesn't, she can't hear at all, and she, wait, what does it mean again? Fuck, I can't Google because I'm on my phone. It means like, oh, she can't talk either. She doesn't talk and she can't hear. So like, some deaf people, like, not just mouth, they, like, make, you know, they speak. She doesn't do either of those things. So I would show up to class in, like, this basement and, like, be so high. And just, she would, like, ask me a question in ASL. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I have no idea. I have no idea what you just said. You just, you know, it's just all sign. Like, the hands. It's all hand gestures. I was like, let's just say I learned the sign for I don't understand very quickly and used it often. And I got a B. You know? I don't know. I gotta be. I don't know. The ASL interpreter, it's like, on the red carpet, it's a little odd because, like, you can just turn on subtitles. And, like, the interpreter's kind of, like, standing in front of, like, Cynthia Erivo, and I was like, okay, what? Like, I don't know. They were, like, shoulder to shoulder, and it was just an odd I don't know. It just didn't look, it looked a little funny. That's all I'll say. It looked funny. It looked odd. And, like, kind of unnecessary. I don't know. I was gonna say, if you're deaf, sound off in the comments, but I have a feeling that's sad. Deaf people can't listen to podcasts. Sound off in the comments when you post transcripts. I mean, maybe I'll do that. But again, you're probably not here, because you're, whatever. Anyways, Chapel Roan wore this, like, vintage Gautier dress that, I mean, it is cool, and at least she was, like, wearing some color, and, like, I don't even know if it's really taking a risk. It's just, like, kind of at the, I'm like, I wish people just did that more often, not just, like, playing it safe, use this opportunity to express something about their self and their art. And I guess maybe, like, Billie Eilish is wearing, like, this weird kind of, like, black sailor top and, like, a hat and glasses. I'm like, this is, like, how they dress, like, on the Real Houses of New York, like, every day in the new season. I'm just like, it's fine. But, like, I'm not gagging. I was like, what is Billie Eilish gonna do? It's, like, gonna gag me. Like, I don't know. It's fine. She doesn't need to. Other people, maybe more so. I saw Lainey Wilson on the red carpet. I didn't know what she looked like. And I literally thought it was Dorit Kemsley. I was like, oh my God, Dorit's here. From a certain angle, they look very much alike, and I feel like I could see Dorit wearing this, like, all-black kind of cowboy look, being like, it's chic, you know, going to Aspen or something. Yeah, okay. Then the show started, and I was kind of shocked that Trevor Noah was hosting again. I don't know why he keeps getting this gig. I don't think anyone likes him. He's very unfunny, and, like, talks too much and, like, kind of thinks he's, like, riffing, but it's, like, this awkward kind of banter with, like, someone he's like standing in the crowd next to can't even speak because they're not even mic'd. So it's like cringy and annoying. Billie Eilish performed some song that she has written and performed in the past. I don't know. It's like the one she was nominated for. I don't know what it's called. There's like a big screen on the Grammys, like a digital screen, and like it was like a desert landscape, and there was all these like the prop song was like desert plants and stuff, which I actually did think was kind of simple and cute, you know, bringing nature back inside. It's kind of giving like the sphere a little bit, but like flat. It was giving like the square. It was giving the square. Is Billie Eilish American? I like wrote that down. I can't Google it because I would have to like, I can't, I'm not like connecting to like Wi-Fi to use my computer. It might mess up the recording, but I think Billie Eilish is American, right? Or is she like Canadian? I don't know. Sound off in the comments if you know her. If you can show me Billie Eilish's birth certificate. I think they were doing throughout the course of the night was showing local LA businesses during commercial breaks with like guest cameos from musical artists like Doja Cat, Charlie Puth, which I thought was like very sweet because like, you know, they obviously lost their businesses in the wildfires that ravaged the community weeks before. And I feel like they only 100% contained the fire like 3 days ago. Ugh. It's still very sad to me. And so I thought that was sweet. It was touching. I think overall the vibe of the Grammys was like pleasant and less like cutthroat because everyone was in LA just kind of like, there seemed to be a bigger thing happening, which is like, you know, thousands and thousands of people lost everything. So the competitive nature was like quelled a bit, which I thought was kind of a bit refreshing. It was nice. Sabrina Carpenter performed like a little medley of songs, and I gotta say I kind of liked it. I don't know much of her work that I like. I mean, the Espresso song made me want to kill myself hearing it over and over and over again this summer. I've said this before, but the song Please 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 could be good, but I feel like the production is like robotic and weird. Like it sounds like tinny or something, or there's no warmth in it. I don't know. She performed those two, I guess. Had this kind of like Betty Boop Miss Piggy kind of like whoops, like kind of like comedic, like fucking things up on purpose, or like walking down the stairs and the stairs go into another set of stairs, so she like disappears and has to like climb back up. And I kind of liked it. I don't know, I won't be thinking about it forever, but I kind of liked it. They did a lot of like performances right after each other in a row. There was like so many performances, it was like kind of shocking because like mostly when I log into an award show, when I turn on the TV, I'm expecting a lot of just like speeches and presentations. I'm like, oh my God. And the Grammys this year had so many performances. I was like, can we get to like people talking again? Like, I don't know if I want to hear all this stuff. But anyways, Chappell Roan performed Pink Pony Club. And kind of tore it. I was like, you know, this is like a good song. I would never listen to it on my own, Pink Pony Club. But I see why people like it. It's kind of, you know, it's got some chutzpah. And it's charming in its own way. And I don't know. Seems like she believes in it. So that's something. Anyways, Taylor Swift gets up on stage in this red dress that should be floor length. I don't know why it was like, she looked like a figure skater. It was kind of insane. She's presenting the Best Country Award. And Beyonce wins. She's shocked. I mean, it was so fake. She's like, what? And it takes her kind of forever to get up. And Blue Ivy's like, get up now. I swear, Blue Ivy's like calling all the shots behind the scenes. Like, I just feel like she's calling all the shots now. Like, she just is, you know, it's beyond, that's Blue Ivy's world, and we're just living in it. Beyonce won over Chris Stapleton and Post Malone, which I was like, damn. I wanted Chris Stapleton to win. Post Malone, his album's fine. I think it'll age well, because it sounds generic and bad now, but in, like, 20 years, we'll be like, this is what country music sounds like. So props to him. It is actually crazy, though. Someone pointed this out on Twitter. This is not something I noticed myself, but it is insane that Taylor Swift presented an award to Beyonce at an award ceremony where Kanye was asked to leave. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Kanye was asked to leave the red carpet because apparently they weren't invited. Apparently Kanye and Bianca Sensori were not invited. So they showed up, somehow got in, did the red carpet, and they were asked to leave. I'm not sure if... I don't know if they were invited or not. I know they were asked to leave after the red carpet because she exposes her vagina. And there's, like, a picture of, like, this, like, six-year-old boy, like, peeking around the red carpet, like, screen and being like, what the hell? It's like, I mean, that's, like, illegal. She's, like, I mean, guys, it's lewd. I find it to be rather lewd. So, yeah, because, you know, if Taylor Swift won Album of the Year and then Kanye crashed the stage and was like, I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the best Album of the Year. That was like, what, how many years ago was that? Like 15? I like don't even know. So that's a really kind of crazy full circle moment, right? I only saw one person mention that. It was like a random person on my For You to, oh God, there's like, there's a lot of trucks and they are, one's about to turn. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that was a close call. Okay, anyways, Benson Boone performed. Love Benson Boone. I mean, I did the other day try to listen to his music because I'm like, what does it sound like? Because I know the song Beautiful Things has like, it's like the most streamed song in like human history or something. It has like 5 billion streams, which is a lot. Like, it's a lot. I feel like The Weeknd has like a lot of streams too, but his are like 3 billion or something. This is like almost double that. I do think that song slaps, and it does make me emotional and certain. I can't get into it because it's just so corny. It's like truly embarrassing that I'd even admit to that. His other music is kind of like really horrible. It's like what James Charles is trying to sound like, this kind of diaristic, like emotional, kind of like cheesy Americana like song that's just like so for teen girls that, but like maybe like preteen girls, maybe like 5-year-old girls actually. It should not, you know, trigger an emotional reaction in adults. However, Beautiful Things kind of does. I'll just say sometimes it's like you're like thrashing around listening to it, then sometimes you're just like soaring. Anyways, I love Benson Boone. He started his performance off sitting at a table wearing a tuxedo. He's sitting next to Nikki Glaser and J-Lo. J-Lo looks great. 55 years old. I mean, my God. My God. And then they kind of, like, rip his tuxedo, like, jacket off of him. It's, like, this, you know, tearaway moment. And then he tears his, like, pants off. And it's, like sequin periwinkle jumpsuit and, like... It's weird. It's like the color was not exactly right, but for him, he's like kind of pale. It looked a little washed out, but he like immediately gets right into it, runs up on stage, jumps from like the piano bench to the piano, does his like signature like front flip onto the stage. I was gagged. I was like waiting for a flip. I got a flip. And then he does a second flip. A second flip is at the towers, but this time it's just while he's standing on the stage. And this is kind of like, I don't know, this like side kick flip and just like lands it perfectly. And I was like, damn. I just know he did that second flip for me. So I'm like the only like Benson Boone supporter in the world. I feel like, you know, everyone's like, who is this guy? It's like, you know who Benson Boone is, all right? Seems like everyone's terribly jealous of him, quite frankly. Okay, there's so much truck traffic now. Fucking hell. Moving right along. Doechii performed. I thought she was... It was kind of interesting. Her song, it sounds like so many other things to me, kind of. It sounded like Busta Rhymes, you know, Hoo-Ah, Got You All in Check. Sounded a little bit like Mystikal to me as well, and like Missy Elliott. But you know what? She seems... passionate, so that's, in this day and age, it's like fine, you know, she seems activated, so Anyways, moving on. Then Teddy Swims performs like immediately after. Teddy Swims is like a random guy who does have like a kind of decent voice. He's like bearded ginger guy covered in tattoos, face, you know, kind of straight guy, fur coat, little doughy. I'm assuming he's like in recovery, because if that guy didn't live as an addict for like 25 years, I'm like, I don't know what planet I live on anymore. I'm assuming he's had a tough life. That's all I can say. Shaboozy performed immediately after that, the song Tipsy. Not as much energy as the previous performers, and like the song is so horny. I could maybe see like being drunk at a bar and like hearing it and being like, okay, all right. But it's like pretty embarrassing how bad that song is, I will say. And after like Chapel Roan did this Western thing, it really paled in comparison to it. Even though like Chapel Roan's song isn't like a country song, this like they had like horses and cowboy car. I'm like, oh man, Shaboozy's like really. It was a massively popular song. It just like didn't really hit for me in any kind of way. One of the best new artist nominees, Ray, R-A-Y-E, performed. She's like a vocalist, never heard of her. She was like barefoot under this like sequin gown and was kind of stomping around. I was like, okay. She can sing fairly well. I just don't remember. I'm just like, what does the song even sound like? Can't remember a lyric, can't remember anything. Chapel Roan won Best New Artist, and her speech called for healthcare and a living wage for young artists on record labels. I was like, all right, work. Yeah, whatever. I did get some comments on my last episode about my thoughts on the healthcare system. And for the record, I think everyone should have health insurance. Everyone should have Medicaid or Medicare. I don't know the difference. You should have one of them. Everyone should have insurance through the government for free. Or if you want better insurance, then I guess you can pay for it. Seems reasonable. But I was crucified by someone who I thought was a friend for years. Well, acquaintance. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going down. Not doing it. January was a long month. February, it's different. It's going to be a different month, different vibe. Things are too tense right now. I can't stand it. I hate every facet of everything politically and like artistically going on. I mean, like nothing's good. Okay. More on the Grammys though. They do this like fire devastation montage and I cried. Like, why am I crying again? It was, like, so sad. It was so sad. Okay. And then, okay, right after the montage, which was pretty lengthy, but I think it deserved to be shown, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars performed California Dreaming, and they rocked the goddamn house down. To me, their voices sound so beautiful together. Like, two angels. They did not overdo it. It was, like, chilling. I thought they did incredible job. I know you think I would just say that, but I mean it. Like, I really mean it. I stopped taking notes for a while because, like, I think they did, like, the Quincy Jones tribute, but then, like, it was, wait, no. Some other shit happened, then Lady Gaga premiered her new music video, Abracadabra, as a commercial that MasterCard paid for. It was slightly short, and I did watch the like real version on YouTube later that night, like, three times. I think the song's good. It does sound like, you know, Born This Way era. It's very, like, Alejandro. I mean, the visuals, the video looks like the Alejandro video. It's, like, kind of shocking, but, like, I think the song is produced very well. It sounds like Alejandro and, like, Judas, but a little more, I don't know, techno? It's smoother. It's not as, like, grating as some of her earlier music. Like, I could see straight people kind of enjoying it, is what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think Disease is a better song and more, like, impactful. And the video, I think, is a lot greater. But I think it's solid. I would give Disease an A. I would give Abracadabra a B. I'm thinking B plus. I'll go B. I'll give her a B plus. I'm feeling generous today. Because my life is in the fucking toilet. The only thing I have to look forward to is this trip to LA. Okay. Will Smith presented... He's introduced the Quincy Jones tribute, and, like, I do think it's too soon to see Will Smith on stage on any award show. I'm sorry, it's too soon. And you want to know why? Because he presented, or he introduced Herbie Hancock on the piano. He does a little ditty on there. Medley, I mean, not ditty, not like Pete. Just mean, like, he does, like, he's stroking the keys. And then Cynthia Erivo joins him. And there's, like, a picture of, like, Frank Sinatra. Maybe they're doing a Frank Sinatra song. I was kind of just like, I'm going to watch Abracadabra again. But, like, the only thing I could think of while they were performing, Cynthia Erivo and Herbie Hancock, was, like, what if Will Smith just, like, slapped the shit out of both of them right now? Just slap them. Like, one slap both of their faces. I'm like, what if he's going to, like, he could slap again. I don't want to have these thoughts, but it's, I think, a little too soon. I think it needs to be, like, 10 years, honestly. I would say 10 years. Because we're not, no one forgot about the slap. Like, the slap was actually so crazy. And I know it got a lot of attention at the time. But, like, it is so, like, nothing like that's ever happened in, like, the history of award shows. Like, someone coming up from the audience and slapping the host in the face. Like, how, like, it's, I'm still, like, gagged over it. I'm, like, truly still so gagged over it. Okay, I'm gonna, like, kind of, should I, like, breeze through some of this shit? Because I have, like, other topics I want to talk about. Blah, blah, blah. Chris Martin did the In Memoriam, like, piano and singing. You know, In Memoriam, it's like, here's all the people that died this year. His voice is, like, very, like, the song he was singing, I like Chris Martin a lot. I actually love Coldplay, quite frankly. He kind of sounded like Louis Armstrong. It was kind of giving, like, he was, like, doing something a little different. I don't know if anyone noticed that. Could just be me. And another truck that let you slam. Yep. Just missed it. Okay. Just missed it. Anyways, Kendrick wins Song of the Year for... I don't even know what the song is called. Another song that, like, the chorus has... wop, 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 wop in it, which is extremely offensive to Italian Americans. I'm not even joking about that. It's like, it hurts to hear wop, wop. First Cardi B, no Kendrick Lamar. This is the, being a bald man is hard enough because people can say whatever they want about you. Absolutely decimate your visual, you know, appearance, physical appearance, not visual, well, whatever. And you can be racist towards Italians and no one cares anymore. So, like, I got both. I'm a... And homosexual. Okay, so I'm, like, a very protected class of citizen. And I was livid that this song won. Also, it just, like, sucks and no one actually listens to it. What else? Shakira performed and she, like, was amazing. She... It was her 48th birthday. She looks like a fucking teenager. Love Shakira to death, truly. It's long as I'm like, the performance was in like different areas, kind of. It was like there's different songs, lighting, I don't know. There's like belly dancing, then there was like in like a club. I don't know. I kind of liked that. Okay. Alicia Keys wins like the Lifetime Achievement Award. Props to her. I don't know if she's won 17 Grammys. That's like fucking, that's a lot. I feel like Diana Ross hasn't won any. And then, actually, speaking of Diana Ross, she comes up on stage next to... Actually, I don't remember. I didn't write it down. I was like, she was talking about something. Looked beautiful. Looked beautiful. Diana Ross might be my favorite living person. Favorite person living or dead. She might just be, like, the greatest person that has ever walked this earth. Diana Ross. So it's always great to see her. She's wearing this kind of white, sparkly, feathery, big kind of outfit that I wish more people had the confidence to wear something impressive, but I mean, literally not many people are as impressive as Diana Ross, so just clock that type of tea. Kendrick then wins Song of the Year. Wait, did he, what did he win before? Record of the Year? Record is song, album is album. Okay, I mean, I wrote down Song of the Year for both. I don't know. He won a lot, and I don't give a shit, because the song is just not something you would listen to more than, like, once or twice, I find. Anyways. Charlie XCX performed. Her performance started off kind of, like, outside of the arena, getting out of, like, you know, Uber XL and performing Von Dutch. On a small square stage, like a little crowd of people around her, and then walked onto the main stage of the Grammys, where there was, like, you know, a lot of people. Like, it was emulating, like, a rave, I guess, like a party. Julia Fox was on stage, Richie Shazam, that'll probably never happen again, Nikki Takesh, who I met once. She was nice. I don't think she remembered meeting me the second time, but that happens in life, quite often to someone like me. And just a bunch of other, like, sluts and whores just dancing around. Von Dutch sounded good, but, like, the second song, I think she tried to perform the song with Billie Eilish, like, Underwear, and the Grammys made the mistake of, like, turning her microphone on, because she cannot really perform live. Sorry. She can't. It sounded pretty bad. Like, I was, like, I, like, kind of put my head in my hand. I'm like, oh, boy. Uh-oh. And then finally, Album of the Year. They read the nominees, and, you know, pretty stacked category. And then there's this person named Jacob Collier. And I was like, wait, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that Jacob Collier? He looks like a teenager. Never even once heard his name. The song didn't sound familiar either. Nothing. I was like, okay, I'm dreaming. This isn't real. There's no way I don't know, like, an Album of the Year nominee. Like, I've heard of, like, other nominees. I've never heard them. Like, I don't know who Gracie Abrams is. I don't know who Clairo is. Clairo? I know that I did hear 15 seconds of a Clairo song a couple years ago, and I was like, please turn this off. This is horrible. Maybe it's gotten better. I have a feeling probably not much. Anyways, Cowboy Carter wins, which I kind of expected. Beyonce's never won Album of the Year. She should have won for, like, B-Day and, like, 4. And actually, like, the self-titled album, the one that has, like, all those songs on it, like, I don't know. I guess she just kept losing to Taylor Swift. I kind of get why Kanye did what he did, quite frankly. It is a little, it's kind of bullshit. I will pencil in time this month to give Cowboy Carter a fair chance. I don't know, a few months over the summer, actually, I listened to it in a car with some friends driving upstate. I heard like 3 or 4 songs and was like, I'm good. Like, I'm just good. The songs that I heard, I don't know the names of them. The vocals are trying. I mostly had a problem with the vocals. It's exhausting to listen to Beyonce really try to sing that hard for that many amount of minutes. It's like, oh my god. I mean, the song Texas Hold'em is, like, pleasant, and, like, that's fine. And there's another one I like too that's, like, a little softer, but a lot of the songs I found were, like, very agitating. But you know what, I have not really given it a fair shot, so props to her. Happy for everyone, really, just all the nominees and everyone in the room. Happy for everyone. Yeah, okay, how long have we done? Oh, I had 44 minutes. I didn't even stop recording once. Bitch, I'm gonna, like, light up a damn cigarette, because I fucking can't. I am, practically in, like, I feel like I'm in, like, the Wild Wild West right now. Bear with me. Oh, yeah. Okay, see, it's a lot louder when the window's down. Off. Okay. I had a little. Okay, so we're not talking about the Grammys or, like, music for a while now. I had a random Zoom meeting with someone from Patreon. They like reached out for this, like, I'm not supposed to talk about this. It's like around March for, hold on. Around like March 1st, they're going to alter the app or website. So there's like a different feed of like creators you can look at to discover them. And I may join the ranks of like one of 100 of those to get, I don't know, I was like picked because I joined this like fake creator ambassador program. They basically just email you like, join the Zoom meeting to meet other creators. And I like never do it. Because like, can you, I'd be like, hey, you guys like sell like anime cartoon? Like that's what Patreon actually is. Like people like buying like anime, like porn. And then there's like 10 podcasts that are popular. And mine's not one of them, but. So I'll be putting out stuff for free members, which I'm not sure, like, I'm going to post like 3 times a week for just free feed, and it could be anything. It could just be a few pictures, it could be like words, it could be like clips of episodes, it could be anything. But I don't know if that's going to work well, because like, if you're giving free, people that don't pay but still get your updates, like, then they're just going to keep getting more free shit. I don't know if they're going to move over. The goal is to get, like, they have so many free subscribers that don't pay for any pods or anything. So they're trying to get them to like spend money on the platform. We'll see. Again, I'm not supposed to talk about this. Also, I'm sure nothing will happen. A bigger update that I want to fill you guys in on is that I bought a new L.L. Bean boat and tote from eBay. It is black leather. It is plain. I might get it embroidered because I think it's kind of fucking cute. I got like an Instagram promoted ad and it had like a brown leather one. I was like, that's interesting. But I don't know if I want brown leather. Because I was looking at tote bags. I just feel like the canvas ones make me look kind of poor. They're like kind of tattered, dirty. And I'm like, I'm like 36 years old. I don't want to be carrying a bag covered that's like soiled with like stains. And I'm like, I don't even know what these stains are. It's just like life. You know, it's like a little grim. So I saw it and I was like, wait, this is actually exactly. I didn't know L.L. Bean made leather boat and totes at all. Like ever. Never seen one. Hold on. Yeah, all right. And I see a black one on eBay. I was like, ooh, this is like more my vibe. It goes more my shit. And it's originally listed for $500, marked down to $200. And I sent it to my friend Antonio, and he's like, oh, you can make an offer. I was like, oh, wait, you can do that on eBay still? I just kind of thought eBay was like buy it now only. I didn't even realize there was a make an offer feature. So I offered $150. They accepted immediately and shipped it out like an hour later. And I was like, whoa, that was so fast and so easy. Because I bought one thing on eBay in my life before that. I bought like Comme des Garçons original perfume for my birthday like 2 years ago. Because the only place you could find it was like sold out everywhere. And it was like fucked up. I sent it back and they sent it back and it was fucked up. Like the atomizer was just like not working. So it was just like, I don't know. And of course that store had sold like 12,000 products and had like 5-star reviews. I'm like, your shit is fucked up. Whatever. So, I mean, I'm getting used to it. It's not as tall as the other bone totes I have. And so it's like a little, it does look kind of like woman's purse a little bit. I'm fine with that. But I was like, is this giving like bowling bags? It's like, it's, hold on. God damn it. Is this giving like medicine bag, like doctor making house call? But the leather is like so thick, so sturdy. It's like in incredible condition. This is, people just used to just have stuff like this. I would say this bag is like 30 years old. All right, I'm rolling the window up soon. Oh my, it's like a garbage truck is parking next to me. And another two garbage trucks. Okay. Guys, studio apartment, if you find one, let me know. Hold on, actually just like truly hold on. Okay, we're back. Sorry, I just like had to roll the window up. It's like there's no other, it's too loud. Anyways, I had a random day a few days ago with my friend Landon. His like friend manages this like Italian restaurant in Long Island in like Huntington. So we went for lunch. My friend gets very, it's like motion sickness. And so he brought these goggles with him. I've never seen them before or heard of them. They're like rubber, like circle, like frames for your eyes. No plastic lens or anything. And there's another circle on the side, like by your ears or like where you see like your peripheral vision. And they're filled with like this blue, like dark blue liquid that kind of sloshes around. And I guess it like equalizes your equilibrium. Like, I don't know. I don't know the right terminology. I just thought that was something to note. We got hooked the fuck up, though. I haven't eaten that much in one sitting in, I can't even tell you. I wrote it down, all the things I ate. All the feeders out there are going to love this portion. Meatballs, arugula salad, a charcuterie board, fried, there's like fried mac and cheese. It was like flat, thin noodles. I've never had anything like it. It was like crispy, flat. It looked like kind of like hash browns. Incredible. Bread and butter, pappardelle bolognese. I had like a sample of his ravioli with mushroom. And then he sent like three desserts, like a hot chocolate cake with like a green tea ice cream, this like strawberries with basil ice cream, which I didn't quite care for the basil ice cream. Affogato with like this toasted marshmallow on top. And they sent me like a hot cocoa with espresso that I didn't touch because I can't really do caffeine. So yeah, bloated as hell. We go to the Roosevelt Field Mall, walked around. Lana was looking for a bathing suit, found a very affordable one at Nordstrom. There were like no bathing suits anywhere. Nordstrom was like the only place that had like a little tiny bathing suit section. Like everywhere. Did 6,750 steps at the mall, which felt good because I just eaten like 3 pounds of food, maybe. Like, I can't even tell. It was crazy. Driving home sucked though, because it was raining and dark, and like you can't see the lines on the Long Island Expressway, which I want to mention, if any of you work for like a transportation department in Long Island, like do something about the like lane markers, because you can't see them at night and it's like 4 lanes of traffic and it is so scary. And it took an hour to get home. I was white knuckling the whole time. It's very dangerous. I'm sure, I don't know how there's not an accident every like 10 seconds. Like, it's so scary. Did hear Drunken Love on the radio, and I was like, whoa, I have not heard this song in a long time. It is such a long, it's like 6 minutes long. It never ends. Also just takes me back to a certain era where that song was like the only song you heard like in an Uber or on the radio. I feel like it's the same time as like that Drake song, Just Hold On, We're Going Home. That's such a drunk Uber song. Both songs are about like being drunk and like going home, basically. Which I think a lot of people relate to, and that's why they're so massively popular. It's like, oh cool, we're like going home, thank God. Like, thank God we're going home to like fuck or like think about fucking. You know, I don't know. Just a little kind of parallel thing I noticed happening in both of those hit songs. Anyways, we need a phone call. Who the fuck is Techway? I will not be picking that up. I watched yesterday in one sitting. I woke up at 6 a.m. I was woken up by my roommate and his new girlfriend coming home. Who just kind of appears to be living with us now. I don't know. I've never even met her. Okay, not going into that. I watched the American Sports Story Aaron Hernandez show that Ryan Murphy produced. I don't think he like wrote or directed any of it, but like I think when it came out in 2024, but I think that like the Jeffrey Dahmer show had just come up right before that, and I was kind of like maxed out at like Ryan Murphy shit, even though I truly do like kind of love everything he does. Or I'm just on board enough. I'm like, this is good enough for me. It's like shockingly so good. Like, I really recommend the show. Because I watched a documentary about Aaron Hernandez like a month or two ago. I realized I didn't know like what actually went down with him. I thought that he just like killed his wife and then went to jail for that. He never physically abused his wife. Well, allegedly, I'm sure. He killed like 3 people. Well, almost 4 in 3 different violent outbursts. Like, he killed these 2 guys because his whole thing he's got a lot of issues, you know, probably a closet homosexual, or at least extremely bisexual. A lot of emotional turmoil surrounding that. A lot of pressure to be the best football player. Having, like, insane CTE. So this is, like, new. You already know. He committed suicide in prison. And then they like, removed his brain to study it. Because, like, they're, like, it seems like he's, you know, pretty damaged. And he had, like, CTE so bad that within, like, 10 years, if he just kept living, he would have been, like, completely impaired. He's also, like, an insane drug addict. He would, like, smoke PCP, do everything under the sun, drink a lot, stay up all night, go to practice, and get, like, tackled, like, a million times. Like, he's been getting tackled since he was, like, in seventh grade. So his, like, brain was, like, literally fucked up. Like, not just his frontal lobe, like, his, like, center cortex or whatever, like, where his brainstem is, there's, like, this huge, like, hole, like, these two huge holes, like, shouldn't even be there. Not to excuse his behavior. So, okay, at a nightclub, like, these two guys, like, one of them steps on his friend's shoe, and they're like, oh, shit, we're so sorry. His friend's like, let it go. Then they leave, and he sees them in a car drive off. He follows them, pulls up next to them at a stoplight, and, like, just fires, like, four shots into the car, killing the two men in the car. And they actually, the show did a great job at, like, being historically accurate. They did pick out the exact same vehicles. There was, like, a early 2000s BMW 3 Series that these two men were driving, and Aaron Hernandez was driving, like, a silver Toyota 4Runner. And it was, like, the exact, like, rims. I was like, damn, they, like, I like the attention to detail. So then he ends up, like, the friend that he was with when he shot these two guys was, like, his only, like, real ride or die friend. Months go by. Aaron Hernandez has this kind of, like, paranoid episode when they're just, like, kind of driving. He, like, pulls over into this, like, industrial area and, like, shoots his friend in the head, dumps his body, leaves the scene. His friend survives. His, like, it's, like, the bullet, like, went into his eye and got, like, stuck in his head, like, next to his brain, like, didn't go through his skull. It's, like, incredibly miraculous he survived. And his friend was, like, so loyal that he didn't, like, tell anyone. They obviously weren't friends after that, but he did do, like, a civil, like, private suit. He wanted to get, like, $10.5 million. Aaron Hernandez didn't want to pay. That doesn't get resolved, and it's not, like, public information until, so his would-be brother-in-law, so Aaron Hernandez's wife, actually, they're never married, so it's, like, they have a kid together, I think they're engaged, it's, like, fiance, his fiance's sister's boyfriend, who seemed to be this, like, very nice guy, not living the same lifestyle Aaron Hernandez was at all, they go out one night. Aaron Hernandez thinks he tells this guy, like, about the two murders. Although he may not have. And then so he, like, freaks out, goes back, picks this future brother-in-law up from his house, takes him on, like, a joyride into, like, another industrial area, takes him out of the car and, like, shoots him, like, four times in the chest, and then just leaves his body there. And then that kind of quickly gets traced back to him. I forget how. But then there's, like, footage of his girlfriend taking out, like, his sister-in-law. Okay, yeah, so his wife's sister betrays her own family because his sister's there crying because she just found out her fiancé just died. And so she's consoling her. Aaron Hernandez calls his fiance and is like, hey, there's something in the closet upstairs you need to just, like, throw out in a trash bin, like, not in our house. So there's, like, security footage from their home that, like, they tried to wipe out or wipe clean. They don't successfully do that. So this all gets released in court, and she basically knew that her husband, like, killed her sister's fiance and, like, covered it up while her sister was in her home. And then there's also security footage of Aaron Hernandez, like, with the gun that killed him because, like, they didn't wipe this, like, hard drive properly. So in the court case for killing the two... No, wait. In the court case for him murdering his would-be brother-in-law, the friend who got his eye shot out of his head testifies. So he's found guilty, sentenced to life in prison. While he's in prison, there's another court case about the two men that were shot in that, like, post-club incident. But he's found not guilty. There's, like, wasn't enough evidence, I guess. Even there's, like, footage of him leaving the nightclub and, like, driving off and, like, you know, I don't know. Probably what happened, there's, like, fans of, like, the New England Patriots on the jury that were just like, no, he's not guilty. You know what I mean? Okay, so there's this, like, really hot, like, physical therapist, and I was like, who is this? It's Jake Cannavale, Bobby Cannavale's son. I didn't even know he existed. There's lots of, like, little gay subplots that are kind of steamy if you're into that sort of thing. The show on, like, Google reviews has, like, all 5-star reviews and only, like, 1-star reviews as well. And all the 1-star reviews are, like, the same thing where it's like, no, he wasn't gay. He would never do that. It's all alleged. It's all fake. He was never gay at all. Even, like, men have come forward and, like, we had a relationship. We'd go to, like, Cabo together. Like, went to Cabo with his physical therapist and lied and said it was, like, a boys' trip. It was just the two of them. I mean, you can imagine what went down in Cabo. So I say if you're a fan of Ryan Murphy and you want to watch something a little different, check out American Sports Story, Aaron Hernandez. What, have we done an hour? Okay, I'm going to do just, like, one more topic. And I'll save some topics for my episode tomorrow. So again, if you're on the $10 tier, I'll be posting another episode tomorrow. A lot of people did up their pledge, so thank you. Because, well, I don't want to talk business, but, like, last month was the most successful of the Patreon of all time. And I was like, holy shit. So that's when I woke up. I was like, fuck, I'm buying a plane ticket now. If I don't, like, if I don't strike while iron's hot, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's boring. Gonna round out this episode with just some Instagram gripes that I have. Instagram's been kind of pissing me off lately in a few different ways. I'm gonna get into why. I hate when you get a notification, like, a little heart with a little red dot. I'm like, ooh, what is it? And it just, like, the notification is, it's like, so-and-so posted a thread you might like. I'm like, okay, I guarantee you they didn't. I deleted the Threads app months ago. I had it for one day, and I was like, this is so stupid. And of course, I click on it always. I always click on it, and it's like, ooh, you have to download the app. And I'm like, if I don't have the app on my phone, don't give me a notification to take me to it. And I don't think there's any way to turn that off. So I'll be getting these notifications until the day I die, it seems. It's a different app and I don't have it. Like, what more can I say? So if you work at Instagram, figure that out for me, please. I'm so tired of it. I just got an email today. This is, like, I'm really talking on it because I've never gotten this email before from Instagram. And it was like, I already written down some of these gripes, and then today really sealed the deal. I was like, okay, I'm going, like, DEFCON 3 on Instagram today. I got an email, like, into, like, my primary inbox, not even socials, not even promotions. It was like, here are some threads you might like from followers that I don't even really fuck with at all. And I'm like, no way, is this on Gmail now too? What? Leave me the fuck alone. Like, leave me the hell alone, Instagram. And then the other night, okay, I'm kind of on, let me just tell you what happened. I'm responding to friend of the pod Clark's Instagram story, a gay guy, and I just say T, because, like, I agree with what he's saying. I don't even know what the post is about. It was just one of those things where I'm like, T. It was 11:30 on Friday. I'd been out, I was out with some friends. We were bar hopping randomly, because, like, these are two of my friends who just had kids, and they kind of don't really go out ever. So we just, like, went to a few different places in the neighborhood. Went to the bar Idle Mind, where, like, Irene's used to be. Irene's was this, like, Polish dive bar that jello shots. The lights were always too bright, fluorescent, but it was charming. And when you were broke, you'd get beer for, like, $3. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. It's, like, cute, kind of historic, right in the corner of Nassau and Manhattan, next to the train. Windows on both sides. You kind of see all the hustle and bustle of Prime Greenpoint. But it turned into this, like, fake nightclub kind of Bushwick ass. Like, there's a DJ booth, which is shocking to see a DJ booth in Irene's. And this, like, one of those floors, it's like a grid with, like, mirrors in it, and the lights are, like, LEDs, and it's rainbow, and it, like, looks like there's, like, it's, like, infinite down to, like, the floor, you know? I'm, like, and, like, weird, disco balls on TV screens. I wouldn't go there alone or, like, ever again. It was fine. It was nice to do something different instead of going to the one bar that I go to. We also tried to go to Lease and Vito, completely packed. Tried to go to A Bar, completely packed. I was like, there's nowhere to even stand or sit. Like, going on weekends is just, like, a nightmare. So I don't really do it. Anyway, so at 11:30, I'm sitting idle mind. Maybe Instagram can just, like, see my location, like, sends my blood alcohol level. But I sent the word tea to my friend, and it said, it gave me a notification that was like, it's 11:30 p.m. Are you sure you don't want to schedule this message for tomorrow? And I was like, bitch, what? Because I said tea to a gay guy. I was like, this is so rude and insulting. Like, no, I don't reschedule it. But now that I've thought about it, I'm like, I've definitely said some shit at night where I'm like, oh, God. Sometimes you wake up and you're like, the first thing you think about is like, I know I said something stupid to someone on Instagram last night. God, I just have to check. It's usually not that bad. I'm just like, I don't normally talk to this person. You know, I'm just like, why did I? Because I had alcohol poisoning, probably. So actually, that might not be a gripe. It might be a useful feature. But I didn't say anything obscene. It was just the word T. Like, I was saying, like, curse words. Maybe. Or maybe T is a curse word. They clocked the faggotry and was like, you can't say T at night. Oh boy. You know, I have so many other topics, and I didn't even get to questions, so sorry. But now that I know I can record in my car, I'll get them out soon. I'll probably do another solo this weekend. So, some topics are Falling Iguanas in Florida, the show Eastern Gate, which is on HBO Max, the Polish show. One episode is out, a spy thriller that's like very good. Polish. I want to talk about Baylen Dupree. If you don't know her, Google her right now. Baylen Dupree. And other stuff. Who cares? I'm not going to spoil too much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, I appreciate all the support. Buy some hoodies. There's 8 left. So get them while you can. I'm probably never going to make them again. In fact, I know I'm not, because they're too expensive to make. I understand they're expensive to buy too, but I'm like, literally the margins are probably the worst of any product I've ever had. So like, I just thought, it's cold, you guys might want a hoodie. I'm trying to keep you guys warm. This is basically charity work. So I'll be writing that off as charity on my taxes, which I need to do soon. I'll save it for later. Who cares? Okay. Thank you guys. Love you. Bye.